All right, we are talking with our good friend Matt Lang from the Bonne Provence of Quebec, Canada.
Yeah.
From the village of Maniwaki. So how are things going up there today, Matt?
Well, I'm good. You?
I'm good.
Yes.
We were just talking before we went live on this recording that it's a different time. You know, we should normally be getting excited for festivals. We were actually supposed to be doing this interview a month from now in Quebec, and obviously that's not happening.
Yes.
What do you like? How are things for you? I mean, it's been just a little bit over a month now that we've basically been housebound and all shows are canceled. All fun is canceled, and you know, then you have Matt Lang who says, you know what, I'm gonna put out a new album. So
yeah. June 5th, so it's gonna be out in June. I'm really happy about that because you know, I just want to keep connect with my fans, and you know, it's such a great it's really bad right now what's happening, and I think the people need some new music, new love, you know.
Absolutely, so, I mean, so many artists have postponed or canceled their releases. I mean, we've got really nothing new is coming out on TV because they've stopped production on everything. There's no movies coming out anymore because, well, movie theaters aren't open and the studios don't want to put out movies until the theaters open again. I can understand that. But, I mean, music is one of those things that, especially now, I think is being consumed more than ever. I mean, I know I have way more time to listen to music now than I did before.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you're right. I mean, it's... I think an important time now to not forget, you know, that the audience is still there. The audience is still wanting to have that entertainment and have something fresh, you know? So I think I kind of like the approach of, you know, I saw in the release that you could have postponed it, but you know, why put it off? If everything's ready to go, let's get it out there and let the fans enjoy it. So now how...
We just have some like Facebook and Instagram now. So yes, we did some live Facebook or live Instagram. But you know, it's we need something new right now. I think it's
for sure.
You know,
yeah.
So that's my point.
Now, how is it for you going into the summer? I mean, it still doesn't feel much like spring. I don't know if it's probably not much different in Maniwaki than it's been here. I'm only about an hour and so away from you. And I mean, it's cold today, but
yes,
I mean, we're about a month away from when festival season would have really kicked off. And I think the realization is now starting to hit that it's not going to kick off. And it may not happen this year, like for 2020. Like it could very well be we're looking at next spring, next summer before we're out there doing shows and festivals again. What's like from an artist point of view, especially in your position? I mean, you've been making music and touring across Quebec for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, as a English side of things, where you're putting music out in English, it's only been the last couple of years that you've really been doing that. And so you had a really good year last year, and you're kind of on this high and this huge momentum. Do you feel that this kind of sudden shutdown has sucked a bit of that momentum away from you?
Well, I think I think personally it's going to be tough, but right now it's tough too, you know, because everything is tough, and I don't want to be like negative. I just want to be positive, but I'm going to say that probably I don't going to play in 2020. That's first of all, that's my point. It's bad, but I think we need to care about, like, you know, about the coronavirus. But right now I does some things I've been left undone for so long. So, you know, I'm just gonna work in my home, and I'm gonna do some little things, and you know, it's bad because I don't gonna play this summer on the festival. But you know, I think I'm gonna say that life is life, and it's bad, but I don't have choice. So
no, for sure,
you know, it's just gonna be really, really, really like tough, but I'm going to be in the game at the end too, you know?
No, for sure. Now, are you going to take this opportunity to, it's a good opportunity. You're not out touring. You're not out in the studio. You got lots of time to write new music.
I'm gonna have the time for that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if a good thing comes out of this, it's gonna mean that we're gonna be looking for a ton of new albums and new music mm-hmm. from a lot of artists in a year and a half, 2 years from now, when these artists finally get out there and get a chance to get their stuff recorded and produced and distributed. I think it's going to be a good time for new music for sure. Now, you were overseas when this all kind of started, right? Because you had just either arrived in or were on your way over to the UK from Germany when kind of everything went into sudden lockdown. What was that like for you being over there? I mean, because it was worse there before it got bad here. Was it kind of intimidating at first? Was it a bit of a relief to get home?
Well, I was in London at the CTC festival, and I just heard on my feed on Facebook, and I was like, okay, it's an emergency. You know what I mean? So I have to bring back all my team in Canada, and you know, I was really stressed about that.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just bring back all my team from London to Quebec. And after that, I did a quarantine for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was really, really, tough and intense, but at the same time, I don't want I just want to do my quarantine, you know? So, it's not a good experience, but at the same time, I just want to play music, and I just want to go in London as soon as possible to do that festival, you know?
Yeah.
So I just, you know, time by time, and I did my quarantine, and after that, I stay at home and watch, like, you know, it was tough, but at the end, I think it's going to be, you know, done and cool, you know?
Yeah, oh, for sure. And you're going back out there to make up for that gig next year. You'll get your opportunity to play at that festival, which is going to be a huge opportunity, I'm sure. Now, let's talk a bit. I mean, when we first met a few years ago at the festival, we were supposed to see you at in a few weeks. You opened up for Brett Kissel. This was before... Or just before the J Word group came in. You were just getting started on the English language side of things. You were still very much on the French side. I remember I was sitting in the trailer with Brett when you came on, and we actually stopped talking and listened to your set. So I remember we just didn't really have a chance to talk at that festival. But we did kind of say hello in passing. But since then, I mean, it's been a bit of a whirlwind for you. I mean, you're signed on with Tebe and Jill's group, the J Word Artist Group. How has that changed that part? I mean, of course, that led into the huge honor you had last year of winning the Top of the Country competition, which was another huge achievement for you in your career so far. How does that kind of all come together, and I guess how has that made things or positioned you better for this next album that you've got coming out in a few weeks?
Well, you know, it's funny because the first time I saw you in Lobinière, I can't speak any English at all. So,
well, you've come a long way.
It's a long way. And right now I can do some interview. You know, I'm really rusty because everybody here in Quebec speak French.
Right.
So I don't speak really English now because my family is all French too. So you know, I was really stressed about, for because I did the Canada tour with Tere.
Yeah.
And I was really stressed and nervous because, of course, I can speak English, but, you know, it's a big stress when you play with English people. And on my side, I'm you know, it's tough to explain right now because it's
yeah, you know what you want to say in French, but to translate it into English, it's a little bit difficult.
It's difficult, you know. And when a year and a half ago, I can't speak any English, so that was my biggest challenge. And after that, I did top of the country, and I won that too. So I was at the same thing. I was really nervous because I have to speak to the crowd in English. I have to do every interview in English too. So mm-hmm. It was a big challenge for me every day, and right now too it's a big challenge, you know, because it's not my first language. And but at the same time, I really like and I really love that language because I'm, you know, I watch my Kenny Powers stuff in English, and you know, I learned with that. You know, it's just like Trailer Park Boy, and I really like that kind of stuff. So you know, it's just a big challenge for me every day. And after that, I'm gonna the June 5th, my new album is gonna be released. So it's just like, you know, I'm just excited. With that, and I'm really rusty right now. I searched for a word.
No, you're doing all right.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It's good. I mean, nobody expects it to be, you know. I mean, considering you basically went from not speaking English at all to speaking English the way you are now, a year and a half later, 2 years later, is unbelievable. I mean.
Oh, thank you.
my French, the limited French that I have, comes from watching Les Canadiens on TV.
Yeah.
I grew up in small town Northern Ontario, just a few minutes from the Quebec border. And when I was a kid, we had the 13 channels on TV. So on hockey night, we had a choice between watching the Toronto Maple Leafs lose or the Montreal Canadiens win, you know. So I chose the Montreal Canadiens to watch them win. A lot of my friends went with like the Edmonton Oilers and stuff like that, but I didn't want to stay up that late to watch those games. So I just watched Montreal in French, and my parents would always be like, "Can you understand any of that? All I need to know is Alibi. That's the only word that's important to me." But I mean, I work in IT for a living, and I used to support a lot of retail stores, including up in Maniwaki. And so I would go out there, and a lot of the times it was a good icebreaker to use my broken French when I have somebody in a store saying, "Oh, I don't speak English." And then I'm like, "Okay, I'll start talking to you in French." As soon as I start talking to them in French, they learn English really quickly.
But the funny thing is, because you said I'm from Maniwaki, and it's true. Like lots of people in Maniwaki, like in the reserve, I have a bunch of friends there, and he speak English, you know.
Yes,
he speak English and French, so it's really weird because that town is like split.
It's very very split, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's that's really funny, you know.
Maniwaki and Shawville are the most English cities or towns in Quebec that I've ever seen. And it's funny because every year when we go out to La Binière, I always, and it drives my wife nuts because I'll talk in French in the stores. And if we're going into like stopping to get food or whatever, fast food, I always talk in French. And it's really bad, but I'm like, I need to make the effort, you know, because.
That's it.
You know, and they appreciate that.
When someone, like, if you going to, in last time I was in Berlin, okay?
Yeah.
I just tried to said like a German language, you know, and it was really funny because the people was like, what did he say? what did he say? I'm like, no, it's like, comment ça va? You know, it's like, how are you? But in German,
and yeah,
it was really funny. I think the people like that when you try to speak the native language, it's it's really fun, you know. It's that's why I love the English language, you know.
For sure.
It's really cool.
And now I'm fluent in German too. German's my first language. So, you know, we could do this interview in German if you wanted. But
German is your first language.
It is, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So, yeah, my parents are from Germany. And so when I grew up, the first language I learned how to speak was German. It wasn't until I started hanging out with friends that English kind of made its way in. I guess technically French would have been my second official language because I went to a French, preschool. So everything was in French. Once I went into actual school, I had to go to an English school because neither one of my parents were French. And mm-hmm. The rules back then, I don't know if they've changed, but if one of your parents wasn't French, your children could not go to a French school. And mm-hmm. So I had to go to the English school. And from that point on, my French is really, it's taken a drastic hit. I try to keep it up. But I mean, even now, I mean, I don't really need it as often as I used to. I mean, I use it that one weekend in the summer when I go out to La Vinière, and that's about it. I mean, we have family in New Brunswick, so sometimes if we're passing through and we stop in Montreal or Quebec City or whatever. But aside from that, I mean, I've got a friend in Quebec City, but I mean, he's English, so we talk English all the time, right? So
mm-hmm.
Now, talking about French. And now that you've had all the success on the English side of things, do you have any more plans to do anything French again?
Honestly, I don't think so. Just nope. Because, you know, I really love the English music. I really love because when I was young, I just listened to like Dwight Yoakam stuff. Oh. I listened to some Alan Jackson, Johnny Cash, you know, that's my kind of music and my heart, just want that kind of music, you know, the old, like old country stuff. Like, I just released Getcha, my new song.
Yeah.
It's out now. And it's really like, I was, inspired by Dwight Yoakam, you know, Buck Owens, you know, like old country stuff. That's my kind of thing, you know?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, it comes across in your stage presentation. I mean, it really, you make mm-hmm. that really come through in in the performance aspect of your career, I guess you can call it that. Now, on this new album, how many of the songs I know Tebe played a big part in a lot of the songs. Did you have any mm-hmm. songs that you wrote yourself?
Well, Getcha, I wrote that song with Tebe, Danik Spell from Emerson Drive, good friend of mine, and Kelly Archer. And also, two more songs, I think. We're going to have 8 songs mm-hmm. on the album.
Well, I'm really excited to hear the rest of it. I love Getcha. I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
Thank you.
So June the 5th, we'll make sure to put a star on the calendar for that day. And, yeah. You know, I mean, I was hoping that we would do this in person in Quebec. But obviously that's not happening this year. But you know what? Yeah. You'll be there next year in 2021. We'll be there next year in 2021.
Yeah.
You know, until then, I really wish you and your family and your friends that everybody stays healthy and, you know, try not to die of boredom. You know, if you need to, you know, learn Swahili or something, that should keep you busy for a while. Or, you know, you've got a year to, a little under a year to work on your German and stuff like that. You know, if you ever want to toss around some German, just give me a call. We can practice.
Next time it's going to be a German interview.
There you go. Sounds good. We'll practice on camera next summer in Quebec.
That's it.
But, all right. Well, good luck with the album release on the 5th and, you know, again, I really hope that you guys stay healthy and you know, I guess the silver lining is you'll be able to enjoy some of the summer if it ever shows up and, you know, get to spend some time with family and friends where you'd normally be out traveling across the country. So, you know, we'll do what we need to stay healthy and we'll get back on the road when everything opens up and everybody's good to go.
Yeah, and you too. Take care, man.
All right. Well, thanks again, Matt. You have yourself a good day and enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
Take care.
Okay, bye.